Today is September 5th, 2022. Current Bitcoin price is $19,735.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
Happy Labor Day, Rick.
Very happy to not labor today.
To take advantage of the no laboring of the labors of days.
That's right.
Man, did you guys do any barbecues this weekend?
No. Did not. And man, I went out for a little bit, washed the car, and it is blisteringly hot outside.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I was up in Fort Collins this weekend. I expected it actually to be a lot cooler up there, that far north. And it was hot. It was like 95, 96 degrees up there. So that was
that's kind of crazy.
For them, that's shocking, right?
Yeah, that's super hot. Well, and I saw something actually, speaking of that, we mentioned it last time where California, like Xcel Energy, I think was the company that was locking people's, you know, their digital thermostats. They were locking them at what temperature they could set their house to. And in Colorado, the same thing happened here over the past few days.
Really?
Yep.
They're like, we're going to lock down your energy consumption.
Yep. Yep. And it was that kind of that one lady on the Lex Friedman podcast. I can't remember her name. But she was talking about Moloch and how technology is looking like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you look at this type of thing where you basically don't really have much privacy about what's being used in your house and then they can control it. And I guess you have a little bit more convenience. I don't know with these smart meters how much benefit you see that, but it seems to benefit, you know, the energy companies and, you know, what they can do to your system, turning up your fridge or setting what your AC can be set at. Pretty crazy stuff.
Well, I think that's kind of, you bring up a good point. Anything that can be connected to the networks, right, at that point is susceptible to external controls.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's the more and more we clamor for Internet of Things and connected devices throughout your home, the more ability there are for backdoor access, basically, to come into your systems and be able to control maybe your output, you know, what you set your refrigerator at, you know, all those types of things.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole deal too, going with the electric vehicles. I mean, at that point you don't have any control over your vehicle.
And we saw that like at the beginning of this whole thing with Ukraine and Russia, right? Where people were calling on Tesla to lock out the Teslas that are in Russia. And it's like, Number one, I didn't know that was possible. Number two, I'm glad Elon didn't do it, but that doesn't mean that somebody in the future wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, if Facebook owned your cars, you know pretty damn well that they would do whatever the people in power would ask them to do.
You'll have to reset your password every 2 days. You got locked out of your car. We don't know if it's you or not. You got to change your password. Son of a biscuit. Bitcoin price, we had talked about this a little bit last week, or was that earlier this week? It was earlier this week, huh? Well, I guess it was last week, technically. Today's Monday.
Mostly last week, yeah.
We've seen quite a decline. There's not a whole lot in the volatility matrix either way right now, either up or down. Everything's kind of just, it's been just, you were saying, you know, basically it was like the confidence thing is gone, right? Like everything's just kind of dwindling down, 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 down. We're staying above the lows, which we had seen previously, basically in August. And before that, I've got to go back a little bit further to see. Go away. Yeah, the low is, where are we at on here? 18,038, which was set back on June 18th. We haven't seen the return to that low yet, But I mean, we're definitely below the $20,000 mark. And I'm kind of curious to see. I mean, we've known basically with the inflation rate and everything else that's been going on that it's going to have a hard time getting any type of significant momentum. But if you look between, basically, if you look back from that low in June, we had a nice climb going up. And, we had a good support line that we were starting to develop, and we've just lost all of that. So we're way back down in the doldrums. And, I mean, we've said that on the podcast before, too. Like, I don't expect Bitcoin to turn around, or I guess we don't expect Bitcoin to really turn around until the Fed starts money printing again, one way or the other. I mean, go ahead.
Well, I think they're going to be pretty bullish still, or not bullish, bearish. Well, whatever way you want to look at it, they're raising interest rates. That seems to be the messaging coming out of the Fed. So they're going to keep this face on for a while. It's probably going to be pretty catastrophic for all markets, especially real estate. Probably the stock market, and probably Bitcoin is in all other cryptos as well.
Yeah, any type of risk asset. Again, although when you look at things like, I suppose, like the housing market, like those are real assets, like that and gold, right? I mean, those are real assets, but all of those are not performing well. Like those are what they call the hard assets, right?
Yeah, which is actually very surprising because traditionally that's not what's happened.
Right.
But yeah, hard assets are doing not well at all. Matter of fact, you would have lost money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and realistically, gold is at the same point it was back in June 8th of 2020. So, I mean, it's, you could have held on to gold for a little while and been exactly the same where you were for the past 5 years. Is that right? Yeah, that is. Look at that. That's crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's been everything's suffering. That's all there is to it. There was talking about housing. We were talking about that a little bit ago. Where actually, we were kind of talking about that last episode too with BlackRock, right? And
right.
This just came out. It looks like it was about 52 minutes ago, and it's basically saying that the housing market is in a recession. You know, you're going to start to see that supply for homes increase. They're saying it's not a recession in home prices, but the inventory remains tight and prices continue to rise nationally, with nearly 40% homes still commanding at the full list price. But sales are starting to drop to the lowest levels in 2 years, and builders have become increasingly reluctant to build new homes and keeping prices high. Like, I mean, you're going to have... It's going to take a little while, right? Because those are lagging indicators for those supply curves and everything else to whip out. But we're going to start to see that rollover. I was looking at my house the other day, and we had talked a little bit about that on the podcast previously, you know, how much it had increased basically during this whole time frame over the past 2 years. Basically, and it's starting to roll over now. Like when I look at the chart, it's starting to come back down. Not that it was significant, but we'll see where it goes as this kind of continues.
Yeah, we'll see. It's just hard to tell which direction everything's going to go. I mean, my opinion is everything's going down, but I'm the pessimist of the pair.
Well, no, and I mean, you've always got to take that grain of salt whenever you've got the optimist going, right? You've got to always remember and keep that stuff in mind, because honestly, I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the macro environment. I don't know all the changes that are going to take place. I don't know how this is all going to play out. I have things that I've read, things of predictions, but I mean, there's a lot of things that I've read that I know are absolute BS. Right? So, I mean, there's a huge question. Like, this winter is going to be really hard. I think you were saying in the last episode, you know, winter is coming.
Yeah, especially for all of Europe.
Yeah, and that's going to be the big question. Like, how are they going to respond if they don't have the energy supplies that they need into the winter? Because winter's in Germany, and I mean, it's not just Germany, but, I mean, Europe in general is they can be very harsh.
Indeed.
So, one thing that I think could give us a little bit of a boost within the Bitcoin price itself is back in, I think it was back in March of this year, and we did a podcast about it at the time, but most of the responses to Joe Biden's crypto executive order are due this next week. And when I say this next week, tomorrow is when they're supposed to get turned in. It was March 9th that he put in the order for the review from the different organizations within the government, the U.S. government. The Treasury is supposed to have a report on central bank digital currencies, or the CBDCs. And that's been actually a really contentious topic in Washington lately, especially by the Republicans. Office of Science and Technology are supposed to release their technical analysis of the difficulty and likelihood of implementing a CBDC. The Justice Department is supposed to release a legal assessment of whether Congress needs to put out a new law in order to issue CBDCs, which the Republicans, again, are saying that they definitely need to do. Treasury and the major markets, consumer protection regulators, a report on the risks and rewards of digital assets in the markets and payment. So basically, what can they do with those? Like, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be like a market analysis. Offices of Science and Technology, they're supposed to report on crypto's role in energy transitions across time spans. They're saying basically the issue is controversial, with crypto critics frequently pointing to proof-of-work mining as an inexcusable waste of electricity. Crypto stakeholders say proof of work can monetize the development of renewable energy resources, which I tend to agree with. Justice Department to help with the Treasury and Department of Homeland Security, and basically just to dictate and outline what the law enforcement agencies in detecting, investigating, and prosecuting criminal activity related to digital assets. And it looks like that's going to be headed up by the FBI and the Treasurer's IRS criminal investigations, which we know we just saw a huge increase in their manpower, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Commerce Department, a framework for enhancing United States economic competitiveness in and leveraging of digital assets technologies. So basically, it sounds like that's looking at the United States as, within the global stage, like how they're going to use cryptocurrencies. So we'll see. If some of these reports come back, I think, in a positive light, that should help Bitcoin a little bit. I don't expect it to help for a long term. To me, it's going to be kind of the same thing as whenever we get the tax rate hikes or the tax rate reductions or the CPI news. Like, it bumps everything up for like 3 or 4 days, and then America's little time span, or their ability to hold something in attention and focus for a long time is gone. So it's like maybe 3 days, and then it'll start to dwindle back down.
It's back to net zero.
Yep.
Cost benefit.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious. The big thing, and we go back to this every time, is that CBDC framework.
Yeah.
And I mean, out of those things that I read, like almost half of them were talking about the CBDCs. I think those are coming. I don't think we can prevent those.
Yep.
And
I think we should try and prevent it. I mean, the central bank digital currencies are the existential threats to, I mean, everything. Bitcoin, your privacy, everything. I mean, those are instituted, well, basically it'd be like some type of Chinese fascist state where everything's monitored and controlled. And this is something that, I mean, this is the hill to die on, in my opinion.
Yeah, and so, and my question to you on that, too, is like, I mean, when you think about that with the CBDCs, I mean, what that does to consumer banks, like regular enterprise banks in general, that basically slits their throats. Because we've never had a way as a, individual person to go directly to the Fed and request money, right?
Right.
The CBDCs are going to basically allow that.
Yeah.
Money is going to come directly from the Fed to you if that's the case. And do you think that the commercial banks are just going to roll over and play dead?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Do you think they'd even have a choice in the matter? Because, I mean, there's really absolutely no point in having him at that point.
You're 100% correct. I mean, if you're getting everything straight from the Federal Reserve, what the heck are the, you know, your local community banks or whatever, even the big conglomerate banks? I mean, what do they matter?
Yeah, I mean, because really, right now, they work as our intermediaries to interface within that federal framework, right? Not the federal framework because it's not federal, but within that monetary network, right?
Yeah. Well, they kind of interact with the Federal Reserve on the larger scale, and then they just handle the money. But if central bank digital currency comes into effect, basically there is no need for that intermediary. I mean, you have a direct link to the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
And the Federal Reserve kind of becomes your master at that point, because whatever they tell you is what happens.
Yeah.
If they levy a tax, I mean, it's coming out one way or the other. Yeah. If they decide to unperson you, they can shut off your accounts and you're screwed.
Yeah. I mean, and currently, obviously there's going to be things in your background. Like if you go to a bank and you don't like that bank, you know, you can be like, well, I'm going to close my account at this bank and I'm going to go open it at another bank. You are totally free to do that. If CBDCs come to play, there's no other intermediary to go to. Your only other choice is going to be Bitcoin. And that's that's as long as you can get your payment rails going, right? I mean, as long as you'd have to buy up as much as you can, as quickly as you can, once that CBDC comes into play, because otherwise they may lock you off, especially if they say, oh, you've been purchasing Bitcoin. You can't do that with our money.
Exactly. No, it'll be really fascinating how this plays out. And it's pretty scary, to be honest.
It is. It's truly terrifying. And I really don't know if people are paying attention to it. And then it goes back to, I don't know if people would understand what's happening with it anyways. Like, if they understand the true implications of it. You'll see a lot of... And maybe that'll become a big, big political thing. I really want to see... You know, these reports that come out, I really do want to see some sort of report stating a law needs to change in order to allow this to happen with the CBDCs, because it is. I mean, it's a complete changeover where you will have a bank account directly with the Fed, which is not that's not what the Fed was for.
Nope.
So I'm hoping. That's at least something that we can fall back on if there's a backstop of any way.
Well, you know, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you brought up the fact that the Fed will be the monopoly, the 100% monopoly over the service. And, you know, anytime there's a monopoly on anything, especially like the best example I can think of is like the DMV. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine, you know, the state DMV is terrible. Whichever state you go to, they're all fairly bad. There you go from decent to terrible. That's basically their window.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what it's like when they have all the power, they control your money, and you're just another number of, you know, 300 plus million customers?
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be just awful.
It'll be a shit show.
Yes.
I mean, in your corporations, they wouldn't have bank accounts anywhere else either at that point. I mean, it would be such an upheaval of the commercial banking system. Like, that's, I'm wondering if they're really going to be like, or if they're going to play into it somehow and just be like, okay.
Or maybe they get bought off. They just say, hey, here's your retirement fund. Credit it and good day.
I said good day,
sir. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said good day, sir.
Get out. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I'm kind of curious. We're going to have to follow back up on this as that news starts to roll out this next week. And then I'm gonna bring up a little bit of positive news. This is coming from CoinDesk. It was released about 8 hours ago. Apparently, they're stating a parabolic Bitcoin run likely after the dormant coin supply peaks. So basically, the amount of coins that are being held in cold storage has peaked. It's the highest level it's ever been. Which is basically my Bitcoin that is taken off the exchanges and are held in reserve.
Just held off on some wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... At press time, the recent the percent of Bitcoin dormant for at least a year stood at a record 65.76%. So over half of all the Bitcoin that has been that is available out there is dormant. That's, I mean, that's a pretty big chunk. I mean, you're a few percentage points away from 70% locked up. And that's not counting what's ever lost already. I mean, and, you know, you've also got to consider whatever is left basically is going to be the stuff that's currently on exchanges. So, and we're still sitting at only a $19,000 Bitcoin. But also the caveat to that is that it says, I mean, basically that's not going to, that's not going to be a point of real positive price increase until the Fed reverses its stance on inflation. And I still don't see that being anytime soon.
Maybe by early next year, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see what this, what, I mean, I really want to see what the CPI numbers come out with for August, and then we know we've got the Federal Reserve meeting that's going to come out this month, and that's where they're supposed to be increasing inflation again, or, you know, not inflation again, increasing the interest rate. They've already increased inflation. I already did that one a while back.
Yeah, that ship has lifted.
Yeah, that got printed out a while ago. Yeah. So there we go on that. I don't know. What are your predictions for this stuff coming out? What do you think the reports are going to say? Anything?
I'm pretty sure the Federal Reserve is going to try and increase interest rates. I think they're going to pat themselves on the back for doing the right thing, and that interest rates is not, it's not getting crazy. According to their whatever metric they use, you know, we don't necessarily trust CPI, but however it's going to be put out, it's going to be, I don't know, it could be from somewhere kind of bad to kind of good. I don't think it's going to touch what it was previously. What was the previous high, like 9.something%, 9.1?
So back in July, I think we had hit 9.1. And then, well, and that was for June's numbers in July, right? And then August numbers for July were 8.6. So we came down a little bit, I believe. So I don't know if we're going to go back up again or if we're going to hold steady when we see the CPI numbers come out this month.
I think it'll be kind of close to 8.6, maybe a little bit lower, maybe a little bit higher, but it's not going to touch 9.1.
No, I don't think they've let that happen personally, but
no, I think that's economic or political suicide to put that out if that was in fact the case.
Well, they'll just redefine what inflation is, and they'll be like, man, it's a positive thing. Don't worry. You're going to see
1,000%. This isn't increasing inflation.
You're going to see 1,000% inflation rate, and you're going to be happy with it.
Yes. You'll eat the bugs, and you will be happy.
You're going to have your cockroach chocolate milk, and you'll be like, nothing better.
That's right.
Nothing better.
Sad for my shellfish allergies, right?
Yeah. Well, yuck. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready for this world that they want to create. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up today?
No, I think I'm depressed enough as it is.
Yeah. I tried to bring in a little happy note, but I don't know if it really worked. So,
well, we'll see. I mean, if it takes off, then I'll be a little bit happy.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like I said, the one thing we got to see happen is we got to see the Fed be like, all right, we're going to open up the money presses again. That's what it's going to take for Bitcoin to go up. We've said that before. I mean, we may get some sort of mild recovery of some type, but in order for that, but I mean, and that's going to be true of all markets, because if they continue to raise interest rates, we're going to go into a debt spiral. I mean, if we're going to see a housing crash again, we'll see the stock market collapse again, all at the same time. Like, we can't survive all that.
No, and then the Federal Reserve will reverse course and then start printing up like crazy, and then inflation will just skyrocket. And I really just don't see a soft landing or any kind of good outcome coming. I mean, it's just going to be rough no matter which direction we take it.
Yeah, and then I've heard different things on the supply chain. People talked about how there's not going to be supply chain issues. Like, I mean, they'll be able to work themselves out here shortly, but it's like the cost of manufactured goods, the workforce still isn't there. I mean, just trying to hire a contractor right now for any type of, you know, home improvement type job, there's nobody out there willing to work.
Nope. Well, the ones that are willing to work are really expensive and they've already been booked out. So
yeah. Well, and that's the thing, they get to demand their price, right?
Yep. They command their price.
So yeah, we got a long, hard road with this recovery ahead of us still, I believe. Even though I am an optimist.
Well, you know it's bad when you're looking kind of dour.
Yeah, right?
I'm rubbing off on you too much.
That's how it goes. It's only been a decade or more. No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. We will try and record some more episodes this week. Stay caught up on everything.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.